Welcome to the My Creative Days podcast, where we will talk about all things DIY, home decor, decorating tips, and creating a beautiful home on a budget. I am hoping our time together will spark a creative idea, help you plan your next DIY, or inspire you to finally tackle that project you keep putting off. Grab your favorite cup of motivation and let's chat. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about how to build confidence as a beginner DIYer. I get questions a lot about people asking, you know, they want to start a DIY, but they don't know where to start and they're worried they're not going to do it right, or, you know, all those things that we tell ourselves when we're starting to do anything new or learn something new. So today I'm just going to share a few tips on how to build confidence as a beginner DIYer, because I'm telling you, if you can learn to DIY, it just opens up so much and you can just do so many things. So I do want to also start off this podcast, just take a little break here and just say that for any podcast listener, we are offering a $100 off coupon to any of the podcast listeners who would like to get inside my Furniture Flipping Academy. I will leave, a couple of links in the show notes. One just that will take you to the Academy page so you can kind of read all about it. And another one will be a sneak peek link so you can actually get a better or more in-depth look into the Furniture Flipping Academy. I talk about it all the time on here. I share a lot of the things that are inside of it, or it will come up from, you know, time to time in this podcast. So I just wanted to let you know, if you use the word or the code podcast, you will get $100 off. And that is exclusive only to podcast listeners. It's nothing we are sharing anywhere else. We don't have another $100 coupon out there anywhere. This is just for my podcast listeners, because I have a lot of you that do reach out to me on email about furniture flipping and that you heard it on the podcast or the academy and you heard it on the podcast. So I just wanted to offer that to you. So, okay, that's just like a little commercial break. So we're going to talk about beginner DIYer, some things to think about, because my goal at My Creative Days has always been, I want to encourage and inspire you to try those projects, right? The reason I'm sharing all the projects I do, the flip houses we have done, the projects we're doing in our own home, the furniture flips that I'm doing, the small decor pieces I'm doing, is because I want to either, you know, teach you how to do that thing, inspire you to try that thing, encourage you to not be scared to do this. We have been DIYing for a long, long time, but when I tell you that we literally started from not knowing a single thing, believe me, especially Matt, he did not even know how to swing a hammer right. So learn from us. Please learn from us. We've gone the route. It's taken us years and years, and we've done a lot of wrong things. My dad did teach us a lot of right things. And so let me just encourage you, as a beginner DIYer, there are some things that you can do just to help build your confidence. And number one is I think everybody would know this, start small and simple. So with anything you're trying to do new, right? Small and simple. And if you start small and simple, it's going to give you momentum. It's going to give you motivation to keep going. If you have never tried a DIY project and you start to, you think you're going to start tiling your backsplash, I'm going to tell you here, folks, that will be the end of your DIYing days. Again, learn from us. That's like a really, it's not super hard, but there's definitely things you shouldn't do when you're tiling. And so you don't want to start there. You want to start small and simple. What is your skill level? Can you roll a paint roller? Can you use a paintbrush? Can you use a hot glue gun? You know, things like that you can definitely do as a beginner. So you definitely want to choose those projects that you can, and you may laugh when I say, do you know how to use a hot glue gun? But literally, those are the kinds of small tools or just small things. A hot glue gun, I'm telling you, forever has done a lot of projects for me. And you can do a lot of, you know, small decor, you know, pieces and projects with a hot glue gun. But you just want to start small because then you can see like the end result. You can see the process from start to end. Do you know what I mean? If you started with something a lot more complex, you'll get stuck in the middle or stuck right at the beginning, and you never get to see the whole process, and you never get to get that, like that win at the end, right? Like that you want to celebrate. So start small. It's just going to ensure a higher chance of success, which is going to boost your confidence. Like, hello, anytime we reach, you know, we do something we set out to do, that's going to boost your confidence for sure. And then I will tell you this, this is a guaranteed, the more and more you do, the more your skills grow, the more your projects grow, the more gumption and kind of back knowledge you will have to try those bigger projects, the more and more you do it, the better and better you get. It's like a, you know, a little step every single day is going to add up to so much for you in the DIY world. The next one is gather knowledge and resources. So this one's huge. And back in the day when we started, this was non-existent. So now you can get so much knowledge and there are so many resources out there. You're listening to my podcast, please go to my website, mycreativedays.com. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You know, I have the podcast here. I have so many resources for you to walk you through the DIY world that you will, you know, my Pinterest page, like all of those things will help you with the projects that you're looking to do. So, but beyond just my stuff, obviously there are other resources for certain things, but it's so nice to have that, not expert knowledge, but that knowledge in your back pocket. Like, wait a minute, I'm going to go flip this dresser. Let me go to, I'm just plugging myself here. To be honest, let me go to My Creative Days and just learn all the things that I need to know before I even start. You guys, if I would have had that kind of stuff back when I started, do you know how much time, money, and effort I would have saved? I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine having that in my back pocket. But anyway, just having that knowledge and the resources at your fingertips so that you can gather all of that before you even start your project. I'm just thinking of all the projects that we started in when we first started out, and I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, do you know... That would have been so useful. So anyway, just to gather all of that before you even start, that's a game changer. And that's going to boost your confidence going into that particular project. Like you know, have the know-how, you know exactly what to do. The next one is to plan and prepare thoroughly. So this is a good one, right? Matt and I always say this, the whole saying that says measure twice and cut once. Like, it's so true. Like, you definitely want to make sure, you know, you've measured for that piece of furniture, or you've measured for that, whatever, shelf you're putting up, or you've measured the trim three times that you're going to be adding. Like, you just want to make sure that you plan and you prepare for the project you're doing thoroughly. So does that mean you need to clean out a space really well to, I don't know, paint a dresser, or you need to, you know, make sure that you've got the right, you know, mask that you're wearing if you're doing a lot of sanding and you're going to be around a lot of fumes. You know, you just want to make sure that you have all of the tools and all of the things that you're going to need for the project, right? And then actually planning it out, like knowing the measurements, know what the outcome is that you want in the end, kind of thing. Now with DIY, with that being said, I've also said too, you need to be very flexible, because believe me, your plan A may not go as planned, and you need to have a B, C, and D just in line, just in case those original plans don't come through. But no, that's not a failure, because I'm here to tell you from experience, my plan D was so much better than my plan A 95% of the time. I'm not even kidding. It's like, I needed to go through plan A, B, and C because those were my ideas. But as I got into the project, plan D was really the best way to go. And I like it so much better. So if your plan A doesn't work out, that's okay. It's not a failure. The next plan is going to be even better. Learn through hands-on experience. And I kind of touched on this. So DIYing is, is one of those things. It's like so many things, right? Like you learn through doing. For me, even like the tech side of my website or like with different things, my team will send me like videos to show me, okay, Lindsay, you need to go, you know, click here, add this, do this. Like that kind of stuff is so foreign to me. Like I can DIY, I can tell you, you know, how to decorate a home, how to thrift, how to flip a piece of furniture, like all of those things all day long with my eyes closed and my hands tied. But when it comes to some of this tech stuff, I need to learn by actually doing. And so I need to know where to click, what to add. You know what I mean? And the more I do it, the better I get at it. And, you know, it just becomes like second nature as I'm snapping my fingers here. So just know that the more and more hands-on experience you have, the better you're going to get, right? And mistakes are a natural part of any learning journey. It's just part of it, right? So it's just you learn from every one of those missteps or those mistakes that you made, and then you develop problem-solving skills, which in the DIY world, I'm telling you, your problem-solving skills will be top-notch. When we were doing our flip houses, we kind of got one after the other for a while, and it was like we just knew, like when those problems came up, we just kind of went through the process and it was just like, okay, yep, now we got to do this. And when you get out of it, which, you know, I can speak on that now because we haven't had a flip house in so long. We actually just went and looked at one. It was the closest we got to actually getting one here recently, but we kind of felt out of the flow. We kind of felt like, wait a minute, we were really rusty. What do we have to look at? What do we need to make sure is okay? You know what I mean? So the more and more you do it, the better you're going to get. And get your hands-on experience. You know, pick up small projects. If you're trying to learn how to flip furniture, you want to start selling it, pick up small tables. You know, even if you've been doing it for a while, pick up the small tables and just keep practicing. You know, you can find them for, you know, little to no money. You can keep getting your hands dirty and getting your hands in the process because every little table is going to be different. And it's just going to make you have more and more confidence because you're doing it more and more often. Seek guidance and mentorship. So this is kind of like the resource. You know, My Creative Days is a great resource and a great, you know, I share all the projects we do and I share step-by-step tutorials. I have videos on how to do the things, the tutorials, all of that. So if you're a furniture flipper and you want to start building your business, get inside the Furniture Flipping Academy. That's what we're all about. We are there to help you along your journey. So just as you grow and grow in the DIY world, if you can, you know, seek guidance and mentorship, it'll be a game changer in building your confidence. I actually had somebody recently who came through, who's inside the Furniture Flipping Academy, and she said, it's so weird. She said, I don't know how to say this to you because we kind of wanted to hear from her, kind of like what like drew her in or like, you know, what was it? And she's like, it's the confidence the Academy gave me to keep going and to grow my business. And she said, it's hard for me to like put into words, but it's the confidence that the Academy gives me to grow and to do this business and to, you know, figure out what I need to do. So it just having the ongoing support, a mentorship, you know, being surrounded by people who are in it with you, you know, or, you know, learning from people that have been there before you. It's a game changer and it's just going to boost your confidence and just give you more, what do I want to say? Momentum moving forward. Celebrate your achievements. So this is so huge in so many aspects of so many things. But with your DIY projects, get excited about it. If you finish a project, take a photo, put it on your social media account, share it with your family and friends, like send them an email. If you're in a group, post a photo of it, like get excited about it. You did that thing, right? You went through that whole process and you did it. That is going to give you momentum. It's going to build your confidence to continue to keep going. Get excited and really celebrate those achievements and those projects that you finish. Stay patient and stay persistent. Okay, so the patience thing is definitely something I deal with every day. I do not have a lot of patience, and especially in a DIY project. Whenever we would get a flip house, I would be like, okay, 3 months. We have 3 months to get this done. And like some of them would be so bad. And that was back when my dad could like be there through the process. And he'd be like, you're nuts. And then so it just made me want to be persistent and prove him wrong. And I want to say I think there was one where we went like, was it a month or a half a month over? We got it done though. So staying patient throughout the DIY process is so important because, like I said earlier, your initial plans are probably not going to be what's going to happen, and things change all the time throughout a project. So you have to stay patient. It's part of the process. And then to be persistent, like keep working through it. Don't give up. Just like anything you want to get better at or you want to learn how to do, you can't give up. You have to be persistent. So if not, it's not going to build your confidence at all, right? Like you're letting yourself down. Setbacks are part of the process, right? So keep a positive attitude and just stay persistent, stay patient, and that's only going to build your confidence in your DIY journey. Reflect and learn. So every project is a unique learning experience. I say this, you know, furniture flipping is what is just, you know, always on my mind, but every piece of furniture is different. Even if you had the same dressers, the way they were housed, the way they were stored, the way they were used, whatever, they're going to both be different in a makeover. After you complete a task, take some time to reflect. What went well? What could you do different? Every DIY project is going to teach you something different. So those are just kind of like notes or kind of things in the background that you can kind of reflect on and kind of, you know, just keep in your back pocket for the next time that project comes around. And so the last one, expand your horizon. So as I said earlier, as your confidence grows, the more and more you do, your capacity for doing more ambitious projects will grow as well. And that's the exciting part. Like that's where you want to get to where you're like, you know what? I think I can tear down this wall and add a whatever. Like just the more and more you can do, it's just amazing. Not only will, like if you're doing this in your own home, but you save a ton of money by DIYing, but it's the satisfaction and the like, I don't know, like the end, just knowing that you did it yourself and it's your home, it's where you live. It just, it just boosts your confidence so much in DIYing that it just makes you want to do more and more and more. I'm telling you, the DIY world, it's opened up so many things for us, but it's such an exciting journey to be on that you never get bored. You're always learning something. Your patience is tested all the time. But it's so magical too. Like it's just so much fun. So I hope these kind of helped you. I want to encourage you. Don't shy away from doing this. You need to do this. You need to try it. You need to try the small projects. Like don't start out with something major, but I'm telling you, you will love this journey. These tips will help you along the way. If there's a project you are scared to tackle, email me at lindsay@mycreativedays.com or share it with me on Instagram at mycreativedays. I would love to hear from you. I would love to, you know, talk you off the ledge and encourage you to continue with it. But yeah, if you thought this podcast was helpful, please share it with somebody. I always appreciate it when you share the podcast. If you have a podcast idea or topic you would like me to cover, as always, reach out to me on email or Instagram, and those emails, those messages are always so helpful to me. So until next time, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you real soon. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm grateful that you tune in every week and that you share the show with your family and friends. I love having creative chit-chats with you, and my hope is that this podcast will inspire you to try a new project, start a DIY that you've been putting off, and decorate your home exactly how you want it. There are a few ways you can help us with the podcast. Follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if you could take a few minutes to leave the podcast a review, that would help us so, so much. Again, thank you for being here, and I look forward to our chat next week. Bye-bye.